everyone. Welcome back to A Court of Tattoos and Rosé, where we go through and discuss all things romantic with Madison and me, Blake. Haha, Caden's here. What's up?
What's up? You know I'm always here for the, what was it? Flame? I can't remember the name of the book.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I literally thought it was Flame and Shadows. It is not Flame and Shadows, and it is not Air and Breath. I cannot remember.
Earth and Blood.
There
and
you
then
go.
Flame and Shadow. Guys. Okay, so this
it's the red cover. It's the red cover.
Well, this is Earth and Blood. Jesus
yes,
Christ. Yes,
it's okay. The red cover. I just couldn't remember what it was.
So this is going to be our 19th episode for Crystal City. We've done up through chapter 34 of House of Earth and Blood. Now, it is, as we record this, Monday, May 6th. Yes, we're a day late.
It's been a week.
I wasn't even going to say a week. I was just going to say it's been what it's been.
Yeah, that's true too.
Caitlin's had been traveling. She's been busy.
I have been.
What?
Dude, I can't even fucking remember yesterday. Okay.
Oh my god. As you probably noticed from my absence on Insta, I'm sorry if you tried to get a hold of me and I've been delayed. I genuinely am so sorry from the bottom of my heart. I am going through it with work and, also just like hectic life. Having a puppy is fantastic, but she is quite frankly a terrorist.
Yeah.
Our whole household is at the beck and call of the 6-pound dog.
Nice. Hey, you're the one who wanted the 6-pound dog.
Oh, no. To be clear, still happy I got her. It's just, because the problem is she can't, okay, we're getting off topic, bro. Like, she can't get up on things yet, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'll be back working, and she'll want up on the couch in the living room, and I'll hear barking, and then she'll come sprinting back to me, hop at me, and then I'm like, what do you want? And then I'm like, do you need to go outside? Because she's doing really good with potty. She goes to the door. She gets your attention, goes to the door. She knows sit already. She knows her name. She knows come. She knows sit. Like, she's doing great. She's just so freaking small. So, and she'll, like, run to the couch and then just, like, get up on, like, her top, like, with her front legs and then just look at me.
Yeah. Like, and excuse me.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's just, like, a fun little tidbit. But, and then, yeah, just, like, juggling everything. But it's been a rough go of it. Okay, guys, your girl's running on, like, 5 hours of sleep a night at this point.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My back is still fucked up. I think I actually have to give in and go to a chiropractor, which I'm not.
Like, how, like, so, like, heating pads aren't working?
Heating pads aren't working. I've done yoga. I've been stretching. I've tried ice. Part of it's I sleep on my stomach. We've been over this before.
I sleep on my stomach, too.
I've even, like, done where you, like, put the pillow, like, under your hips to, like, elevate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't feel
good.
Yeah. I don't sleep. So,
you know, it's been all of that to say, this... prepare for a shit show, honestly. I am a shit show because of all of this. My allergies and my immune system are at all-time low, so Caitlin gets to see me with my allergy
She's
red
beautiful.
Puppy eyes. You're so sweet, but, like, girl, don't. I've got red patches. I got my little, like, rash across my face.
You're
you know
just
what?
So beautiful right now.
You'd hit it, don't lie. You'd hit it. You'd hit it.
Every day.
Okay. Oh, my God. Big thing is, though, the whole thing, May 6th, that is important because this is the, like, first full episode.
What?
I'm trying to remember if I did Flame and Shadow, like, spoilers last week. I think I did. Okay, but, like, this is, like, really, really, you've got me and Caitlin. What we're going to do is, like, kind of just touch on what we've, like, seen so far in Earth and Blood. From a House of Flame and Shadow lens, like, you know, hindsight's 2020. Well, like, now we've got Flame and Shadow, and we all know what happened in that book. And just, like, there's not too much to dive into, in my opinion, because a lot of it's still, like, set up for the world, you know what I mean, that we've seen. But the stuff there is to touch on, like, a few of it's a little troubling. Most of it's just, like, it makes me giggle, because I'm like, haha, we know now, like, the fuck. So, all of that to say, We curse, we spoil things. Be prepared. If you have not read Flame and Shadow.
Sorry. Bye-bye. Sorry,
boy.
That was a really asshole thing for me to say, but.
No, like.
Don't listen to this episode. Just don't listen.
So, like, a recap of where we were. It's been so hard. So, last week, just as a recap, post-Oracle visit, Hunt, of course, is fucked up by it, as one would be. Like, this Oracle, I'm telling you right now, I would probably opt to not go. Not helpful. Yeah. Really unsettling.
Yeah.
He kind of puts his foot in the mouth a little bit. Bryce is shocking. A little, a very high emotions, very tense. Luckily Caitlin wasn't on last week because there were some callbacks, some grief hit.
Yeah. Was it the one which she's sitting, like they're sitting together, or was that something else?
With Lele and Syrinx when she's sitting. When they come to her and Lele's like, you're sad again. Yeah. That's what you missed. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for having me go through that alone.
Sad.
That's pretty. And I've seen fan art of that and I'm like, how dare you? Yeah. Nobody needs that, but it was so good. Bryce, Hunt, and Rune are kind of debating like what the Oracle meant when she said the horn could be fixed. And then we left off, they're getting ready to go see Philip Briggs. And again, Bryce is not in a great headspace. So, all in all, a great place to, like, take a step back and just recap instead of moving forward for now. okay. First things first, because Caitlin and I, this is the one where we literally were like, what the fuck? Why does the Oracle tell Hunt... You do well to stay away from Bryce Quinlan, or whatever it is, like stay away from Bryce Quinlan.
I am just getting such big flashbacks to A Court of Thorn and Roses. Like, legitimately stay with the High Lord, like, you know, the whole.
Oh, like, yeah. Not stay that
with
one.
Yeah, exactly. Stay with the High Lord. So, like, I'm almost getting like maybe there's an alternative meeting for like Bryce. Maybe she like I don't fucking know. Like, I'm thinking, like, she disappears, because, you know, I almost censored myself right there, but I was like, nope, we are doing this, we are spoiling the shit. I almost think that, like, maybe she might go into, I forgot the name, Prithian? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Like, might do something in there, like, fuck around in there, and maybe, like... fuck some shit up and fuck the universe up and then it just like disappears.
So you think she's gonna go into Prithian again?
Yeah, I think she might or something. Okay. Or like maybe
I think the overarching thing is that like what worries me is I think what she said has not been resolved.
No. I don't think so in the slightest. I think yes, she is like I almost also want to say that maybe because she opened the door mm-hmm. to like the other worlds, something is going to come through to this world and it's going to be like Bryce's fault that like the world's going to start getting attacked again. And like,
well, remember one of our theories is that the Asteri, we know that those were not the only Asteri.
Yeah, like,
and
exactly.
They're very vengeful like
yeah
people. That's a good point. The only thing I could think is if it is that we are we have seen the resolution of this, right? We see that Hunt almost dies a couple times, like he's pretty, you know, pretty close.
Yeah.
Maybe from opening the doors, it opens the possibility of multiple, this is getting into like multiversal shit. It opens up multiple possible timelines and the Oracle sees all of those. And so maybe the Oracle, most timelines she saw ended in Hunt's demise. Maybe. And so we
maybe that like maybe. Do you think
kind of like the Elaine theory where everybody wants to bring up like how she told Cassie it wouldn't take much to kill him, but she stepped in to stab the King of Hybern from behind.
Yeah.
And I personally, because I can't accept anything else, that was her stopping her own prophecy.
Yeah.
So I think that might be like a kind of similar situation.
Now, do we think they're going to go back to the Oracle? Like, do you think?
I thought that the Oracle is now free. I'm really curious because I always kind of wondered if the Oracle
was like under the Asterius like control.
Yeah, like that's part of the reason I don't trust what the Oracle said, because that's one of my theories I have written down.
Yeah.
Is that you actually can't trust the Oracle, period, because
they were controlled by the Asteri. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
and she wouldn't have told them what they needed. Like, she gave enough because they probably killed a lot of her people, so she probably didn't want more. Like, she was trying to give as much as she could, but her she's on a leash, right? Like, a tight leash. So, like, I think maybe it was a red herring to say stay away from Bryce Quinlan, because she saw that together they have crazy power. Because we see at the end of Flame and Shadow, Hunt is the one that helps bring Bryce back. So, like,
yeah,
I think
getting
that's
real tired
a bit
of that trope.
You just SJM. Don't like having to go through any of the ones tomorrow. I will say, I still will never get over the Akawar Reese. That was just, it was less than a page. Like,
oh God, it was literally, I think I was literally texting like one of my other friends who like had like read this after like we started doing all this crap. And literally they were like, oh my God, he's dead. And like 5 seconds later, he's like, oh wait, never mind, he's alive. I'm okay. I was like,
I would like to point out that you just said all of this crap. Guys, she hates you all. It's a running thing. I try to tell her to be nice, and you should see the text I get. She's like, fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck the podcast. Fuck it. That's what she says.
Yeah,
she says some other things that I can't even say.
No, we're not going into that shit.
I wasn't even meaning it in a weird way, you fucking freak.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay, back on track.
Oh, okay. My other thought is, and this is where this goes into the, like, it's not resolved, right? And I kind of talked about this. I know one of the big, what is the word I'm trying to say? Criticisms for Flame and Shadow, specifically about Bryce, is that she seems, like, as the book goes on especially, her character development is interesting, where she gets a little unlikable.
Yes.
She's pretty harsh. She's pretty cutthroat. She's not necessarily the best partner to Hunt. And she's pretty one-sided. She gets the secretive, which that's all SJM made.
I love a secretive.
Yeah, that's...
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't like it when Farrah does it, but I love it when Elaine does it.
Or Reese when he does it.
No, I don't like Reese.
That's what I'm saying, though. You only like it when one character does it.
When my characters do it, yes.
Of course, yeah. But my whole thing is that throughout the book, as she's changing what else is happening, she's absorbing the power from the prior Starborn, Queen Thea and... What was it?
Oh, wait. Is this the theory that, like, she might be, like, turning?
I don't think she's turning, but I think they're, hang on. I'm trying to make sure I get the...
Is it Thea?
Thea, whatever. And Thea, Helena Thea. And Celine. Now, none of them were great. Not one of them. You know, Celine had the, I would personally say, I don't know how to say this nicely.
Don't say it nicely. When are we ever nice on this podcast? Go.
Well, I mean, she escaped, right? Like, she went back to Perinthian. So, like, she had the better luck of her and her sister, specifically because Helena was stuck with Peleus, who was a little bit of a fucking creep.
Just a little bit.
But none of them were good. Like, Celine didn't take, like, she locked them out, wouldn't even take their children. We saw the terror and fear when we were under the prison in the rock. Like, this family is shit. They're shit people. Thea, like, Queen Thea, like, she tried to help a little too late.
It's just a little too late, a little too long, and I can't wait.
Okay. Glad we did that.
Gotta love my JoJo. Gotta love the original JoJo.
The original JoJo.
That was JoJo's swan
She tried, like, Thea, like, was not great, but she tried at the end, right?
Yes, so, she tried to write some wrongs.
I am anti-Thea, don't worry.
She's trying to right some wrongs.
Yeah, like, some of them.
So she's still a selfish bitch, but...
Like... Well, yeah, I mean, she had a lot of issues. But my whole point is that, like, you're absorbing the very, like, essence of the Starborn, right? Because you had Thea, and then she gave her daughters the Dread Trove, so the Horn and the Harp, and, like, pieces of her Starborn power, right? Those are, like, part of her essence, their essence, like, their being. That, I'm not saying she's possessed. God, no. I'm not saying Bryce is possessed or anything like that, but I am saying that there is potential that those have some impact, right?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's part of it, but then that makes me very uneasy, because does that mean, like, it literally is going to overtake her? Because Queen Thea was, first and foremost, power hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, she killed her fucking husband, she went on this whole thing, and then it was only after, oddly enough, the Prince of Hell was like, hey, why don't we just, like, focus on our love? And she's like, oh, maybe.
Okay.
So, that worries me, because maybe that's what we're looking at. Because...
Yeah, I mean, maybe she, like, maybe, like I said, like, I do think maybe some of her, like, essence gets, like,
mm-hmm.
brought into Bryce, and that's what the Oracle is seeing, is, like, oh, there's this, like, dark shadow that's, like...
Well, especially if you think about it that way, is that Starborn power... was meant to, like, rival the powers of Hell as well.
Yeah.
Even though, technically, like, Adis and Thea were in love, and the poor guy's still hung up on her, which is, baby, you could do better. You could do better. Yeah. Move on. Maybe, like, that was part of the reason the Oracle, because we know Hunt is a product of Hell, essentially, so, like, maybe that was part of it. But it's really unsettling to me. And that's, like, the big thing so far that I'm, like,
do you kind of know what image happening? I have in my head right now?
I don't know if you want to know because you have a weird smile.
I know. No, okay, so you know Super Smash Bros, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
So, you know you could get, like, the Link that's, like, all black? So it's, like, all black and then red eyes?
Oh, Shadow. Isn't it Shadow Link?
I think it's Shadow. I can't remember it. So Shadow? That's what I'm thinking about, like, what will happen to Bryce, is that she'll become Shadow Bryce. But right. I was trying to think of, like, there's another book that happens, and I can't remember what it is.
That happens a lot, but now yeah. I'm trying to, like, there, it's definitely kind of a...
But that's kind of what, like, how I'm starting to, like, think about it. Like, maybe that, like, Bryce has this, like, dark shadow that she's slowly trying to, like... Oh, you know what I'm thinking about? Did you ever read The Host?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the Stephanie Meyer book.
Yeah, but, like, The Host, like, completely different book. But, like, you know how, like, they had The Host, like, aliens inside the
human's
heads?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then,
like, where you're trying to fight it and...
I don't think it's that level.
You don't think it's like that internal, like she's having something.
You know
slowly?
What it reminds me of is, and I don't know if you read it, and I didn't finish the trilogy because I had feelings after the second book. What's it called? Hang on. No.
While you're looking this up, I do have to admit I did like The Host a lot by Stephanie
Meyer. No, I actually thought, no, okay, I will say it, and people are going to come for me. I actually liked it.
That was a really good book. Movie,
I actually
horrible.
Really liked it. Book, the movie, good. No. The book, actually quite good. Yeah. Okay. Serpent and Dove series by Shelby Marion. Because there's the magic that, like, the more you use it, it, like, impacts you.
It impacts you more. Or, I think someone, you know, told what? Me not to read it.
Well, okay. So the first one, fantastic. The second one is where I was...
Goes
there's,
off a cliff.
There was some stuff that happened that I was like, I will probably, like, you know, eventually finish it.
Reread it, yeah.
Just because I fucking loved the first one, and also the love interest. He's a redhead. I mean, come on.
Oh, shocking.
I know, right? Like, I got stuff. Now, I will say, I find it interesting that, speaking of, like, the siblings, because it ties into something from what we've seen so far in House of Earth and Blood. Selene, back in Perinthian, not only was she, you know, a raging bitch that, like, didn't let people back to their homeworld and left them at the Asteri's mercy, she couldn't own up to it. So she hid this, like, voice memo, basically.
Like, that's exactly what it was.
I mean, like, well, I guess it, like, a FaceTime memo, I don't know. She hides it away on the island, the prison, we know that. Also the history of the prison and just the back and forth of what it was, and then we find what was supposedly in Asteri that's still up for debate for a lot. She erases it.
Yeah.
And now we know that it was hidden, and it does seem like she also, she wanted to kind of keep it alive verbally, too. So, it was always supposed to be that, like, her descendants, each generation would take them, the ward was keyed to the blood, they'd take them, hear the story and keep it going, obviously, didn't necessarily happen. She even saw as her, like, ancestors basically spun it into a legend, like a fairy tale, right? And then not only that, she let them then alter the story even more to keep the sisters out of it. Because remember, for the longest time, we don't even know the second sister. When they figured out, when just a couple chapters ago, when they were talking about the Starborn, they didn't even have the name of the second sister.
True.
Helene wasn't listed. And, like, all you heard about Helena was, like, she was, like, Peleus's, like, bride by not by choice.
Yeah.
So she also would not be High Lady, so that's how we stopped with the High Lady, which is fucking ridiculous. But whatever. Anyways, she made it worse by erasing this entire history about a very, very, very bad threat.
Yeah, she definitely did. So maybe, I mean, that could also definitely be.
So, well, the thing is what's crazy to me is you have that, but then in Midgard, you had the Libraries of Parthos. The Library of Parthos. How totally they kept everything.
Yeah.
And the Fae themselves in Midgard, while they didn't have the full story because Thea and Helena, like, also did some shit to keep that, like, kind of quiet, mainly out of shame, I think, and also, like, they twisted it, and Peleus definitely twisted it so that, like, the Starborn, and he was the main Starborn, which of course he did. What a man thing to do. But regardless of, like, they have some of the details wrong, they have a full history. All they did, well, the Fae and by the Asteri and all of that back in the day, they switched the villain. But all of the details and the history, and then Parthos has a full fucking history. So it's crazy that you had these two different worlds from the same line, essentially. Well, for the as far as the Fae go, don't get me started on where everybody else came from, because we all know that's a long road. But then it's just, it's crazy, is like just a little bit ago, Hunt's like, oh my god, you really believe in that Library of Parthos shit? Like, where is it then? And I'm sitting here like, you're sitting in it, you dumb bitch. Like, why do you think there's this crazy library of books that have a mind of their own, that, like, forbidden knowledge? Like, what?
Nah.
So that's, like, a big one that always cries. And then, like, Jezebah's true nature. Oh. So knowing Jezebah's true nature, which, honestly, it threw me at first, because I was like, man, that, like, I don't know, I feel like she could have been more badass, but then the more I thought about it, I was like, wait, that is kind of fucking badass.
Yeah.
Like, you started as a human priestess, and then you basically told a prince from hell to go fuck himself.
Did he tell him to go fuck himself, or is it just, like, he showed up, and she happened to be the first woman there, and was like,
well,
hell yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure there was some bad things, some SA, too. Like, it seems like he SA'd her.
Gotcha.
But she did fight back, and she's basically like, fuck you, I will fucking, cool, curse me, I will stick around and be a pain in your ass. And then, well, we know what happened to her. I'm not okay.
Yeah, see, like, SJM just really knows how to tear us apart.
I'm personally, like,
I feel personally victimized by Sarah
J. Maas. Personally victimized. I truly do.
I feel so How do you like a character so much within the first 20 pages and then just get destroyed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
But, like, all of the various levels to her. Because, like, the whole time, all of us are... She's kind of like Amren for ACOTAR, where, like, yeah. whole, you're like, what is going on? What is going on? Or even more for some people, which don't get me started on the theories there. Anyways, just the, like, what is she? What could she be? And then we get to Flame and Shadow, and then knowing who she is and everything like that, you, and, like, the fact that she spoke with Adis all the time, and she knew what was coming and what had to happen, essentially, like, over, like, the big picture, you can see, like, the amulet that she gave Bryce, the fact that she gave her a job, the fact that she's always pushing her, but not being kind of much.
Yeah, then, exactly. She's like giving Bryce a way to like figure it out on her own, but she's like pointing her in the right direction.
I can't help but think that Jezebah, from being starting her life as a human priestess, she saw the spirit and the pride that Bryce had in being half human. Bryce never hid it. She was always like, hell yeah. She went to go at the end of this book. She goes to protect the humans. I can't help but think that, among a lot of other things, was really what connected Jezebah to her. And was Jezebah was like, you're who I'm throwing my hat in on, or whatever the saying is. I don't think that's right. Whatever, you know what I mean? And we see that. I mean, Jezebah literally gives her life for her and leaves. Not only that, which in and of itself is huge, I understand that, but even, in my opinion, even bigger for Jezebah, like, even a bigger show of trust and love and, like, sacrifice, she left the Parthos library to Bryce. That's huge.
Yeah.
And we see that Bryce takes, like, she doesn't like the antiquity, like, the gallery side of the job. We see that repeatedly. She's always like, oh my god, these rich people, like, whatever. But she's good at it. She works hard, regardless of how often she's like fucking around. She knows her shit, but when it comes to the books and the knowledge there, you see it right from the get-go, her respect and love of everything in there. I mean, she keeps the fucking secret. She keeps it. So I, like, that is one of the ones that, that's another thing, like, as we've been talking and mentioning the books and stuff, that always gets me, or anything with Jezebah, because I'm always just like, Jezebah, come back. But now that I've made myself sad, the ultimate ending of seeing Danica and the pack, like, actually seeing them where they belong in the true, like, quote-unquote afterlife, I'm gonna be real honest, fuck you, SJM. Like, that shit.
Legitimately, fuck you.
That was, and I mean that with so much love, but, like, that shit fucked me up. You hit, within the span of, like, it wasn't even that many pages. You have the whole Jezebah. She's standing there with Bryce, and then you see the pat, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? So the amount of times that we see Bryce truly grieving, wondering where they are, she frets over what happened to Danica because she literally traded her spot in the Bone Quarter, not knowing what the Bone Quarter really was all about. All of that, it hurts, but then having Red Flame and Shadow, it does bring a certain peace to know that they're, you know, they're good. They're together. I know it still hurts. Guys, you have to remember, in case anybody forgets, Caitlyn went into Flame and Shadow fully expecting Danica to somehow come back.
I still...
Don't do this. Don't do this.
No,
this,
okay, fine. I won't do it. I won't do it. Yes, I definitely did at one point, so yes.
Yeah, you did. You did. Don't even...
Yeah.
Don't even try to lie. You did. And I love that. I love that optimism. It's one of
that's
your
just
best
like
qualities.
It's just a little bit of optimism that
a
I needed.
A little bit of optimism, a so dash of delusion.
Exactly. Just didn't have need to have my soul crushed, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No books do that to me like SJM does.
very few do that to me, and some of the ones that have are very random.
I think the most traumatic one, obviously, was Harry Potter growing up. That was, you know.
Yeah, there was some shit in that series.
There was.
And now I'm just, and now we're all like, and yet the author is a fucking terrible person. Great, cool, cool, cool. So it makes it even worse. Ugh. You know what got me? Speaking of a random book that had me literally, like, on the floor sobbing. A Man Called Ove.
I think people have told me about that.
I don't. Just don't. That okay. book, like, I'm literally just thinking about it. I'm like, oh! It was beautiful. It's such a, it's a beautiful book. But it is one that I was like, why would you write this? Like, I was genuinely like, why would you write this? I'm trying to, like, I'm looking at my shelf.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm trying to do, too. Like, I'm trying to remember,
there's
like,
been a lot, obviously, yeah, like, a lot of SJM.
I don't, I literally just don't think, so I think it wasn't even, like, SJM's, like, the first, obviously, mm-hmm. the first series, Throne of Glass, didn't really get me to the last fucking book, which I was just, like, I literally just read it. I was like, again, it was during COVID, too. So I was like, oh, this is debilitating right now.
I'm gonna sit in the dark and cry.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly, I cannot remember any other books that have gotten me. I mean, like, Divergent, like, pissed me the fuck off.
Okay,
so,
yeah, that's
like, that was a strong, oh, that was such a bad, strong reaction. You know,
the Inheritance Cycle, different points between in that series, so the Aragorn.
I couldn't get through the first book, to be honest.
It's been a long time since I've wanted to slap you this badly upon hearing that.
Maybe I should go look
and honestly,
reread it.
No, because I'm pretty sure if I went back and reread them, I probably, especially like the earlier of the four books. Yeah. He did write them when he was really young, and I was a younger reader. So like maybe the writing wasn't as great, but the story and the characters, there were a couple times throughout that series that really got me.
Yeah,
but
I just like, I think
Percy Jackson had some moments.
See, I never read Percy Jackson.
What is
I wasn't into like that type of stuff. I pulled it back. I know. I really wasn't into like the mythology and like that type of stuff. Like that stuff didn't really intrigue me.
Interesting.
I did a lot of historical fiction books, obviously. And then I did like the dystopian bullshit, which I hated that I was into it at one point.
I think everybody was, honestly. I'd say like 95% of our listeners were into dystopian at one point.
Oh my God. What was I watching the other day? I saw something pop up, obviously, on my Instagram because I refused to get TikTok. And they were like, thank God I did not have the ability to get a tattoo during like this phase. Like, you know, like the Divergent.
You'd have your faction or whatever the shit
the
it was.
The Divergent. The, oh, what was the other, like the... The movie that they came, it was Divergent. What was the other, like those dystopian universes?
Did you read The Uglies, The Pretties, The Perfects, or whatever?
I don't think so. I didn't read that one.
Oh, that series. That one, honestly, that also, like, that really should not have been read by people in their formative years, especially women.
But, like, so, no, it was, like, the Divergent symbol, the Hunger Games symbol, obviously Harry Potter, and, like, another, like, dystopian world, like, symbol that I'm trying to... Like, but they were like, thank God I couldn't get a tattoo during this time frame because they were showing all the book tattoos.
I've got to figure out what series you're talking about.
It's just like, it was like a bunch of those, like, it was Divergent. It was, there's another one, The Hunger
Games.
Hang on,
from 2000s.
It was like our high school time too, I think.
The Giver? You think Matched?
Nah, none of those. It's very similar to Divergent. Maybe it was Divergent. No. Maybe
okay,
it was
YA.
What was? Oh, also then, the Shadowhunters.
Oh yeah, Shadowhunters. Yeah,
Shadowhunters. Well,
I've seen a lot of people with like really cool tattoos. Some of those I still hold, but they were kind of cool.
So, like, but there were ones that were literally like it was super, super dark, like extremely dark, like you couldn't even get it like covered up if you wanted to, like type situations.
See, I ain't about to do that because they have to like shovel that shit in.
Exactly. Like, but they were like, and they're like,
I don't know what you're talking about because like, you're gonna have to figure it out.
I'll have to find. It was Hunger Games,
Uglies,
Divergent,
Matched, Cinder, the Lunar Chronicles by Marissa Meyer. I never read those. I've actually heard they're
I think I did read those.
See, I'm also thinking of, like, the vampire, like, craze. Not just Twilight, but, like, the Blue Bloods, House of Night. House of Night was so good, and then towards the end, I was just like, what are we doing? But apparently it's still going, and then, like, the latest ones are good. Or at least, like, or something. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, guys. We're back.
Refocus.
I'm trying to think of, just the fact that House of Earth and Blood, like, we're really pushing that, like, they're trying to open the gates to hell, and, like, Micah's whole plan was, like, completely against, like, the Asteri, like, we think the Asteri are just, like, oh, they don't want anyone to know that, like, an archangel was killed by a half-human, half-fae, right? No! They didn't, they wanted it, they weren't for the plan, they don't want hell to come back, like, that's their whole point. Because they knew, like, they don't want to fight hell. They know that that's their enemy. So I think it's even funnier, like, when you think about that, is, like, Micah was just as much a threat to the Asteri, just he didn't even realize it. She's still very much trying to find this series, in case you guys were wondering.
Sorry, I was just looking at a picture of Demi Lovato at the Met Gala.
No, I need to look at the outfits. I'm trying to think. Are there any other big ones that
I don't know? I can't think.
I can't think of any. My brain is
nothing.
Fried.
What about, like, the whole thing with, like, Bryce's father in the It Is Study? Is this when he's, like, working? Was, like, am I getting my books mixed up?
But, like, no, yeah, he was, like, blatantly, like, he was actually on to something.
Yeah, he was.
Like, he was a dick, and, like, but he was very, he was on to the multiple worlds. He knew the truth of the Asteri. He figured it out, like, that their history wasn't complete.
Yeah.
He didn't completely understand Hell's role in it. He knew the Starborn power was key.
But he was, like, fucking with that, like, random trinket that he made. Mm-hmm.
With the, to, like, the light.
What is his name? Why literally can I not
remember? The Autumn King? I always forget his
actual
name.
No, he didn't have an actual name. Rude. God.
The Autumn King, we get his actual name eventually, but I just forget it because he's a dick, It's like a weird, hang on.
Oh, shit. Do you want to know what I just thought of? I thought it was, I just got my books mixed up majorly.
Enar.
Okay, I thought it was kind of like a, that's what I was thinking of. The whole vlog situation in Throne of Glass.
Valg.
Whatever.
You said vlog. They had video diaries.
I said vlog.
It is on the record.
Yeah.
Trying to argue with me.
Yeah, that's the situation that I'm thinking about.
You think he knew about that? Wait, what?
Nah, with Bryce kind of like the vlog. Like going into like the king and like
that's the same type of like in influence that the essence would have. You're going way back to the game of the episode.
I was trying to remember like what book I read it in, and I like 100% knew it was recent book.
Understood. We're there.
Wow, that took a while, but okay.
It did. Almost 35 minutes or so, but that's okay.
I got it. It's done.
You got there. I'm trying to think, because, I mean, there's overarching theories, but we can do entire episodes on that, which we will, don't worry. But really, it's just a matter of, like, I know this sounds terrible, but it's not, after Flame and Shadow and my feelings have settled on how I feel about the book and where we are.
Have you read the bonus chapters?
I have. Some of them are very good, I will say, but especially knowing we have years till the next book. Now, maybe some of the characters will pop up if we keep having crossovers, who knows? But, it kind of makes me sad. Like, it's not as, I still love this series. You guys know that. I'll go down swinging on this series. But I don't want to say it kills the mood for the Earth and Blood and everything, but, like, not having, having already, like, the big bad from these first three books done at the end of Flame and Shadow kind of really, like, takes the wind out of your sail for a lot of, like, the theories that didn't come out. And again, we've talked about it, like, too much time between books gives so many people, you get super invested in theories, and it fucks you up. It does.
Just messes with you.
Mm-hmm. But, and this is, like, a sad thing to, like, end on for today, but sorry. I think it'll be more enjoyable now that we don't have to, like, censor ourselves for sure. But it is hard. Like, I found it hard since Flame and Shadow rereading this because I'm like, oh, my God. And then I'm like, oh, no. And then because I remember, like, this whole arc is done.
I know. It shouldn't be. I don't want to think about it.
In three books. Like, I'm sorry. I will go down. That is, call me Custard. That's my hill. Like, this should not have been three books. This arc needed more. Yeah,
I'm so with you.
But on the plus side, we also don't have to literally, like choke on our words anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's been rough.
It has been hard, and it's a lot easier when it comes up in the middle of the book than where we're doing it from memory right now.
Yeah, we're doing it from memory, and guys, we really did, like, have some notes planned, and I'm not even kidding, both of us just, like...
My book is really far away. I'm not gonna lie, I even forgot to grab my book. My book is on my bookshelf right now, and I...
We are thriving.
We are...
Anyway, bottom line, my biggest... I need to know the Oracle shit. I'm sorry, that's still... haunting. It's haunting.
If anybody has any theories, yes, tell Blake, and then she'll tell me.
And I'll tell her. Don't worry. Okay, so it's been a minute. What are you currently reading?
So I just finished up a book, and I'm going back to my theory of, like, thrillers during the summertime, because I started reading this book at night in my bed by myself in my dark apartment, and it freaked me the fuck out, and I didn't sleep. Hold on. Okay. I'm trying to figure out which one I just, like, finished. Where is my books? Oh, The Locked Door, by Frida McFadden. Holy shit. I'm not gonna lie. It was about a daughter of a serial killer, and then somebody starts killing, like her father did, and so she has to try to figure it out, but it literally, like, the first few chapters freaked me out so badly that I had to put the book down and literally, like, I honestly slept
Patrol
with,
the
like,
apartment.
I slept with the bathroom light on.
Oh, wow.
It was so freaky. So I'm going back on my shit and being like, I cannot read thrillers, or I cannot listen to thrillers until it's like actually like I'm sitting by a pool and doing the situation. So I finished The Locked Door by Frida McFadden. And then I am currently reading, hold on, The Truth About the Devlins. So it's just kind of like another thriller by Lisa Scottoline. This one isn't so much a thriller, it's just more of a mystery, so it doesn't freak me out as much.
Fair enough. You can turn the bathroom light off, right?
I can turn the bathroom light off when I go to bed.
That's always helpful.
Yeah. So that is it. And then I'm going on to my second book of the Thursday Night Murder Club, which I'm so excited to start.
I tried to find it at Barnes & Noble and they didn't have it, and I was pissed.
Oh, that's sad. You can get it on Libby.
They had the second one, but not the first one. And I was like, well,
that doesn't make sense.
Well, I think it was sold. They probably just didn't have any. I don't know. I was not happy.
You should have asked. They might have had some in the back.
Who are you talking to?
That's true.
Me?
That's true.
No, thank you. Okay. I read Lovely Bad Things, which is Hollows Row number 1 by Trisha Wolf. I think I talked about this, actually. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't had a lot of time to read. It was solid. I talked about this. Sorry. I also read Cleat Cute by Meryl Wilsner. Oh my gosh. FF soccer romance, U.S. national team, the women's professional soccer.
Is that by written by like Megan Rapinoe or?
No. That's the one that Megan Rapinoe and
Sue Bird,
their production company got the rights to do a series.
Gotcha.
A scripted series. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Didn't Kelly O'Hara write something too? Never mind.
Ooh.
Never mind.
But I'd read it if she did. I love her.
She's another song. Yeah. Well, I was hoping.
Were you about to tell me who
You sounded like you didn't know who Kelly O'Hara was. Don't look at me like that.
Anyways. And then what am I currently? I'm currently reading, I was told that it was up my alley, and it sure is, Lights Out by Nevessa Allen. I'm only like 30% in. Okay. The female main character has a mask kink, and she's obsessed with a specific TikToker who, is anonymous. stay with me, is anonymous, but does all the thirst traps in, like, his own mask, right? Turns out she's met him in real life, doesn't realize it. He is stalking her. Their kinks play together, but he is also he's the son of a serial killer.
Dude, I have read too many serial killer books for me to enjoy that, because you said masking, and I immediately thought of taking people's faces off.
Oh my god, what? What kind of shit are you into? I mean, I'm not kink shaming.
I'm not into any shit. It's just from the serial killer shit that I've been reading.
No wonder you freaking keep your fucking bathroom light on, you crazy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
That's all I've gotten to read so far the last couple months, sadly. Now, social media, ACOTR podcasts, you know, Breathless Lit PA, you know. Just wanted to shout out, we had our April book club yesterday, and it was the first time we did, like, the dual book club where we had, like, Maddie's book, my book. It was super fun, and I really liked it. I think people like the new structure. If you have any suggestions, comments, let us know. For my book club, just a reminder, voting ends at 10 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday, May 11th. We've got a wide array. We've got gothic romance with some, like, magic science. We've got serial killer romance. We've got small town enemies to lovers. We've got straight up romanticy. Like, we've got my list for the month. There's no theme. It's pretty chaotic, I'm not gonna lie.
Like you. It's okay. It works.
Yeah, it's fair, honestly. Fair. Those again Saturday. Now before we leave, one, thank you for being patient. I know I said this is a day late and it's going up at night. I'm sorry. I know. But thank you again for being patient. Two, I am on Panda Watch for my niece. Caitlin didn't realize what I meant by Panda Watch. And then she said she's never seen Anchorman all the way through. So take with that what you will. Yeah. So I am literally, like, waiting for the call/text. And my ass is either booking it up to Ohio in the car, or I'm driving to the airport and just finding a flight. Cause you bet your ass I'm gonna be there. All to the extent that my brother and Jen want me there, you know, like, I respect their boundaries, but, I will be right up against that boundary. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready.
Literally be like, you like a toenail is
I'm like, right there. I'm right there. You need some chips? I got you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here for it. So I don't know. I don't know if you guys know this. She's not doing a scheduled C-section, so, like, I genuinely, like, you can't really plan.
No, you can't. It sucks.
Yeah. So we'll see if we have an episode this weekend. Oh, the goal is to be clear. It's just we don't have time during the week to pre-record, unfortunately. Or else we would just do
Sunday's
that.
Sunday's Mother's Day.
And Sunday's Mother's Day. Good call. You know what, Caitlin and I'll circle up. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I was about to say, I might not be...
We'll figure it out. If we have to, maybe Saturday, like Saturday morning or something. We'll figure it out.
I could be good Saturday morning.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Yeah. All of that to say, it's a weird weekend coming up. Bear with us with our schedules. If we have to, we could always, like, do kind of like this, where it drops a day late, or we'll see. We're really trying not to have to skip a week, just because we will probably take a Memorial Day weekend off. Or maybe what we do, if we have to skip a week, we'll pre-record so you have a Memorial Day weekend.
I'm going to Florida.
We'll figure it out for you guys. We will get you content. But all of that to say, you know, send all the good vibes to my brother and my sister-in-law. Keep everything going. I'd appreciate it. I don't think I'm missing anything. I did book club. I did that. We'll be back Thursday. We'll have a Patreon bonus episode. I think that's it. Right?
I've got sunshine.
Am I missing anything?
No.
Okay. So with that, guys, as always, cheers to our high fae bays. Bye.